is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Edith Wharton, the novelist, born in New York City, Edith Newbold Jones, 1862. The Joneses, wealthy New York society family. It's where the expression keeping up with the Joneses comes from. They were alarmed by their little girl, who was precocious, who taught herself to read, wrote her first novel on brown wrapping paper when she was 11 years old. When she was 14, she wrote her second novel called Fast and Loose, a parody of British romances. When she was 18, five of her poems were published anonymously in the Atlantic Monthly. Then, at the age of 18, she stopped writing for almost 10 years, lived the life of a rich young lady, first as a debutante, then as a young wife married to Teddy Wharton, wealthy man who had almost nothing in common with her. She loved motor cars, especially fast ones. She loved dogs, especially small dogs. She liked to knit. She was passionate about design. She loathed the Victorian style that she'd grown up with. It was cluttered and dark with heavy drapes and fancy upholstered furniture. And she loved to write. In 1905, she published The House of Mirth, the story of the socialite Lily Bart, raised as a proper young woman, no job skills. So, after her parents died, her only hope is to marry a rich man. She can't bring herself to marry someone she doesn't love, and because of this, she ends up friendless and poor. It was a tragic story. It was the best-selling book of the year. She went on to write more popular novels, including Ethan Frome and The Age of Innocence. It was on this day, 1848, the California Gold Rush began. Carpenter and wheelwright James Marshall was leading a crew to build a sawmill for a man named John Sutter near Sacramento on the Sacramento River. He owned 50,000 acres along the river, and he wanted to start a logging operation. It was a cold, clear January morning. The night before, Marshall had diverted the river so he could put in the sawmill. And on this morning, he found gold flecks where the water had been. John Sutter asked the workers to keep the discovery a secret so he could go on and build his sawmill, but the story came out in the Californian in San Francisco in mid-March, and then in August in the New York Herald, and gold prospectors headed for California. Mark Twain headed for California, spent some time prospecting in Angel's Camp, trying to make his fortune, didn't find any gold. He did, however, hear a man tell a story about a frog and how they filled him with buckshot so he couldn't jump, and so he lost his owner a bet. And that story was the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County, the story that made Mark Twain famous. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen entitled Silo Solo. My father climbs into the silo. He has come, rung by rung, up the wooden trail that scales that tall belly of cement. It's winter, 20 below zero. He can hear the wind overhead. The silage beneath his boots is so frozen it has no smell. My father takes up a pickaxe and chops away a layer of silage. He works neatly counterclockwise under a yellow light, then lifts the chunks with a pitchfork and throws them down the chute. They break as they fall and rattle far below. His breath comes out in clouds. His fingers begin to ache, but he skims off another layer where the frost is forming and begins to sing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." A poem, Silo Solo, Joyce Sutphen, from her collection First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places, online at constantcontact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.